A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of workers at Telecel in particular, and the country in general.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
To affect my sales was Telecel was a more advanced communication line. Most of the people like Telecel too much, more than bad. I wish those people could not close those networks because we are going to suffer again.
Telecel could be very much too great. Because the Susutivan Teleso and the Tanema Kore Vrachin 023 Sakaika Varwa, Tengeta Torasana Amazedu Zagawanda, could it is the Tangi Zafuti, could it take a line in the Mere Badi Rechi? I susu Teleso and the Angation at Titir.
Eco and we are fish to Pagakulu, Jenga the Sevens, Uti, Celestia La Segelo and James Sevens. When an injury, Fananisa Lindava. Lokulwa kwamasela amasela nxa esilwa abantu bebuthana bebuza ukuthi libangani akucaca ukuthi babangani babe lokhe bedonselana yikho esikubonayo kuzwisisa ubuhlungu ukuthi yikho nje abantu engani sebefaka indaba yepolitiki phakathi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of labor in the country. Gibbs.
Last week, the government of Zimbabwe announced that it had cancelled the operating license of Telecel Zimbabwe. The move is likely to affect some workers, up to about 1,000. The workers are likely to join the growing list of workers who have been retrenched during the past few years.
Presenting his national budget in 2014, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said in 2011, 2,130 companies closed and 19,191 workers lost their jobs. In 2012, 1,464 companies shut down, leaving 20,825 employees jobless. In 2013, 878 companies closed the shop, rendering 14,499 people jobless. And in 2014, 134 firms shut down, throwing 9,280 people out of work. Both the public and private sector have been struggling to pay workers, resulting in perennial industrial action being taken by the workers throughout the country. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join this show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, the number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, blessing kunjalova.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzemabasa. Tuda kuti titarise zvishoma kunyaya yeTelecel. Kune vashandi vanosvika iwo churu kana kuti 1,000 vanogona kupedzisira varasikirwa iwo nemabasa. Asi hatisingotaura kuTelecel, tiri kunzwa kuti makanzuro akawanda kuna Gweru, kuna Namutare, vashandi havasi kubhadharwa, vamwe kuna NRZ, kuna Zisco Steel vari kupedza mwedzi nemwedzi vasina kubhadharwa, zvaita kuti vapedzisire vononga svosve nemuromo. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing. Sizwile kuti kolangale ke emtare kuke kwaba lokutshengisela kulabo abasebenzela NRZ athi bekhulume sithi abaholi abathola imali kuzobuya iziskosi yakwazi ukuthi sokulesikhathi eside. Blessing. Kwakuthiwa kuyalungiswa kulungisa qha loko ngalali tokona ngale kuzobuya ke egweru njobe sicho eHarare lendawana sijeneyo ingwazani ukubhadala kuyahlupa kodwa ke uyaphuma imadlana but ungazani iphuma nzima singathi ke abaqhatshi sebele izandla zabo ungazani zenziwe ngensimbi ukuthi sifake isikwameni laphana kuzima fowethu kuzobuya ke iTelecel Zimbabwe sizwile ke ukuthi license isikanseliwe so ingakanselwa kube umjokojo kube njalo abantu abafika 1000 baba ezidaladini bahamba ezidaladini kunampana sebengena labanye so kuyisipunepune nje ngase sikhangela ke singathi abantu abaningi sebekukwenza khona ukuthengisa amatamatisi ama juice card into ezinjalo so kungani kuyahlupha sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kambe uthini ngalokho ye Zulu kandaba xa lifuna ukuthi sixoxe nasinombolo lifone cellphone lakho ngapho ye khuluma nisizwe nasinombolo 1-202-619-2077 kunjalo mfowethu.
And of course, Gibbs, as they say, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
Certainly.
When things are not working, there's always plenty of blame to spread around.
Exactly.
But of course, solutions have to be found to make the economy function again. Our panelists this evening, we are being joined by Mr. John Mufukari, Executive Director of EMCOS, that is Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe. Mr. Mufukari, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are also being joined by the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, that is Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Okay, let's start with you, Mr. Moyo. Let's trace the root causes of, you know, some of these issues in Zimbabwe, especially when we're looking at workers. Now, come 1980, we know that the Zimbabwean government was focusing on what is called the Marxist-Leninist kind of policies. Then come 1991 to 2000, this economic structural adjustment program. Thereafter, we had Zimpressed, and then we have Zim Asset right now. So when we look at workers, what was the impact of some of these programs or policies on workers?
As you correctly put it, I think we have witnessed a lot of economic blueprints over the past 34 years. Some of these policies were coming from the IMF, the World Bank. We are being told that these policies are going to mitigate against our economic decline. But what we have witnessed over the years, I think we have witnessed more job losses than employment creation. So it appears like all the interventions or the so-called interventions by the government have not managed to unlock the economic growth in this country. I think we started to experience much of the job losses in 1990 when they introduced the FAP. We were told that the FAP is going to create competition, more companies are going to open up. But that's where we had the massive job losses. And the it would appear like we didn't recover from them.
Mr. Mufukari, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Mr. Mufukari, we are noting, sadly, that many, many companies are struggling to pay workers sometimes on time, and sometimes some workers are going for up to 6 months without pay. Can you tell us what is really happening? What is the problem?
It is what is popularly described as the cash crunch. But the reality is that there just isn't sufficient money circulating in the economy to be able to drive all economic activity. And therefore, you find there is economic activity taking place, but there is no money to drive this activity. As a result, everybody owes everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, mm-hmm. although you might be working and you are producing things and you are shipping that stuff out,
mm-hmm.
because you are not getting anything coming in, you are still unable to pay your workers.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs. Mm.
Now, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit, I have to read this blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in the late 1980s, about 40,000 jobs were being created annually, reaching a peak of 1.26 million in 1994. That is a 26% increase on 1980 figures. But that has been witnessing some kind of drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, the fact that Zimbabwe is facing a rapidly increasing unemployment crisis is evident in the percentage drop of the total population formerly employed, which dropped from 18% in 1965 to 11% in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
That is massive, man.
Indeed. Tine mwe mutereri wedu wekutanga parunhare. Vamakosi makadi. Aiwa, isu tiripo. Nyaya iri mudai roma inzwa. Tiri kutaura nenyaya yemabasa. Tinogona kutaura nezve kutelesewo kune vashandi vanosvikaiwo churu kana kuti 1,000 vanogona kurasikirwa nemabasa. Kana kuti muchingotiudzawo kuti zviri kukufambiraiwo sei imi munyaya dzemabasa kana muine mubvunzo vedare vedu tina vamufukari vanomirira vashandirwi. Tina vamoyo vanomirirawo vashandi. Musati maenderera kumberi hurumende kairi kuti pane mutemo uripo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema haingaregedzeka vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vasingateeri mutemo vachizvambarara pamusoro pemutemo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka
mugoma ndikada kutaura nenyaya yemutemo ka tine mitemo ndofunda isingaverengeke yazvambararwa pamusoro payo naiyo hurumende pache zvayo tiri kuti titaure nekuti mutemo unonzi ngausevenze kwamai Georgina kwamai Bidi usingasevenzi hazvina zvazvinobatsira nekuti onaika pane nyaya yekuti takanzwa kuti iyo teleso yakanga yatiri kupa 11% kuvashandi asi tiriuonzi at the same time hurumende haisi kuzvibvumira izvi kuti vashandi vanofanira kunge varivo vari kubhenefita hapana chavari kuwana ivo oziyo nekuda kuti iyo hurumende iri iri kudawo chi 51% yacho yese zvakanaka hongu hati kuzvishora asi ngatitarisewo kuti zviri kubudisa vanhu vangani mumabasa
handizvo
saka ndandivabvunza ini vevebharo kuti ivo kana kambani yakunzi yakundovharwa nehurumende zvakutoreva kuti kambani dzinoti prepared to pay vashandi vari kubuda basaka mabhenefits avo vachabhadharwa nani
vamoyo
mutemo unoti chii
regai tinzwe kubva kuna vamoyo vamoyo makosi vari kutyira kuti vashandi pakavharwa kambani yakaita seteleso yekunzi iri kunzi inenge ichikanzurirwa resinesi nehurumende vashandi vanogona kubuda vasina chouviri sezviri kuonekwawo mune mamwe makambani mekuti vanhu vari ngonzi endai kumba
ichokwadi kuti pane manumbers muri kutaura nezvavo vari kuti 1500 vashandi vari formally employed kuteleso asi tinofanira kuziva kutarisa kuti pane madownstream beneficiaries vaya vanozotengesa mustreet saka pane vanhu vakawanda vanogona kurasikirwa nemavasa kubva kwekuvhara kweteleso haisivo vega vari formally employed kuteleso vanogona kurasikirwa nemavasa kana kambani yavhara pane zvakawanda zvinoafecta economy I think hurumende pane zvainowana futi kuteleso saka kwatiri chinhu chisina kunaka izvozvo kuti kambani yeivhare atizive kuti dispute yacho yakamira sei aisikutaura asikubuda pachena kuti ndezvipi zviri kunetsa vange takatarisira kuti nyaya iyo yange yakaongororwa neine nzira so that mabasa akadaro haarasiki
ndinofunga ava makosi mazvinzwira Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakosi. I think nyaya yacharamba tichitaura makateerera henyu chirongwa.
Hai
wane miwo tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
Yes, kwekwe baba baba moyo ngesintu kancane. Nxa usukhangeleke abantu laba abakuthelezele bangalahlekelwa imisebenzi kambe kuyayenzakalani.
Ngingazombuzo nithi uphuma kuphi. Esukhangeleke ukuthi xa ikampani izavala nichilo ukuthi nabantu abaformally employed abasemahofisini ama-technicians labathize kodwa kulabanye ke ababhenefithayo ngokuthengisa okuvelela kwi-telesale kungaba ngama-juicecards so sikhangelele iimuli ezithize ku-downstream ezizalahlekelwa imisebenzi sibone ngani kuya-affektha ke iimpilo zabantu izikolo zivuliwe kwamanje abantu bakhangele khona bathole izimali bebhadala ama-school fees abala bantwana abasezikolo abanye bafanele kube bebhadale ke abagulayo bebhadala ama-medical aid so kuningi okwehlela abantu nxa bengalahlekelwa yimisebenzi sibone ngathi khona ayisiyonto enhle ukuthi silahlekelwe yimisebenzi ngalesi sikhathi besikhangelele ukuthi imisebenzi aluba iye iyanda kodwa sibone ngani ayisikho uhulumende akukhangeleyo.
Yes, so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that, you know, if the telecell workers lose their jobs, it's not only them, you know, because the down industry kind of sector, there's a lot that is going to happen. People who are selling juice cards, people who are doing all sorts of jobs, you know, related to telecell, are likely to lose their jobs. And here we are even including people who actually sell some kind of, you know, the materials like handsets, you know, all those kind of things. So he says this will have a very serious impact on, you know, most people.
Regai timbodzoka kuna vamufukari. Asi vamufukari tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumaindustry uku. Chii chiri kunetsa chaizvo kune varidzi vemakambani? Chiri kuita kuti makambani akawanda aramba achivharwa?
Ya chikuru chiri kutinetsa kushaikwa kwemari kuzvino business richiitika unenge uchida kuva uri kugadzira chunhu wochichipawo chunhu chiya kune mumwe munhu uya munhu wokudzoserawo mari wochiseenzesawo mari iyai wewe kutengawo zvimwe zvaunonida kuti ugoramba uchigadzira zvinhu zvauri kugadzira sei handitika zvino kana wochingogadzira zvunhu pasina mari iri kudzoka ndo zviri kuzoita kuti tishayiwe mari even neyekubhadhara vashandi yese.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Gibbs, une muteereri?
Iye, ndo munumzana ke uNdlovu lapo seSouth Africa Blessing. Baba Ndlovu, ungaunjani?
Yebo, baba, siyaphila baba, unjani?
No, mpilile kakhulu. Kunjani khona ngapha eJozi?
Hayi, kurayithi baba uGibbs man.
Ye, so ungathini ngodaba lolu lwemisebenzi eZimbabwe? Ngani kuyahlupha phela?
Eyi, hayi, udaba lolu lomsebenzi Gibbs kungathi luyahlupha mpela iZimbabwe. Besithi masiwabona la makampani efika besiba nalo ithemba lokuthi mhlawumbe izinto zizohamba zizilunge kodwa-ke ma ngabe lokhu kusenzeka kanje amakampani lawo ebuyevala futhi lezi zinto zi-affektha kakhulu ngoba abasebenzi bona kungathiwa bona balahlekelwe umsebenzi kodwa kungabhekwa kakhulu lasebantwini abaningi like mina esigabeni sakithi elupane lapho engibuya khona inethiwekhi engathi yiyona esebenzayo kakhulu yitelefeli and iyasincedisa ngoba manje abantu sebekwazi ukufona bebiza ama-ambulensi i-communication yethu bisisibalula kakhulu so abantu lapha endaweni bese kukhona abantu like mina ngakithi umama ongizalayo ubethengisa lama airtime itheleseli yihamba kakhulu endilenti bincedisa ifamily ubekwazi umama ukuthi naye ancedise lapha esikolo abantwana bethola ukufunda so mangabe itheleseli sokuthi iyavala eish kusho ukuthi sokuyaqala phansi futhi impilo ukuthi kubuye kucatshangwa ukuthi ngayini abantu bazaqala khona ukuthola futhi into zokuthi beziphilile ngoba leli lizwe lakithi liyomile kokuthi ukulunga kwalo i-freedom abantu banayo kodwa asazi ukuthi kade kusuka kushote kuphi ukuthi abantu bebe nama bekwazi ukuthi nabo bethole izinto zokuzisebenzela like bekwazi ukuphila ngoba manje abantu abakhoni ngisho nokwenza ukuthi abantwana bebe ne-education e-right because of ukuthi ama-families abadala kabasebenzi and laba abantwana sebekhulile ukuyibona njengamanje sisemagoli hhayi ukuthi ngoba manje sisakuthanda ukuba lapha egoli
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini sibili kodwa hayi
ama-industry angcono khona ukuthi nathi sithole imisebenzi so ma kulahlekelwa futhi wona la ma-opportunity amancane ade sekhona eyi kuzoba nzima kakhulu baba Gili
hhayi Endlovu baba sibongile kakhulu uphenduke njalo phela
alright baba
siyabonga papa Ndlovu
siyakala kakhulu man
so what Mr. Ndlovu is saying blessings that you know his mother was selling some juice cards, you know, Telecel juice cards in Lupane, where he says, you know, Telecel has got a lot of impact there.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best networks when it comes to Lupane, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he says his family is going to be devastated
mm-hmm.
because his mother was raising money and, you know, raising the family through mm-hmm. that kind of, you know, money. But now if something goes, you know, out of what he thinks,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be a problem, according to him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we also have several messages on WhatsApp. The first mm-hmm. one comes from Ashford, who says, government has run down the parastatals by refusing to pay for rates and services. The little inflows from honest ratepayers is also being misappropriated by council executives who are there to please the minister and are doing nothing. And then Peter says, all these companies that are failing to pay workers in most cases are owned and controlled by indigenous people who just think they can take over everything from white people who used to run them effectively. Manawevu Mira Dzidza kune vanozvigona nguva yako ichasvika. Mapungwana says the workers who were overpaid like the ones at Pismas need to pay back the money and have it channeled to the needy areas. And Muchaneta anoti pari zvino tinoona kuti vashandi vetelesi vave pedyo nekurasikirwa nemabasa avo nekuda kwaiye mutungamiri wedu asina hanya vedu ye nyika dzekunze ngadzipindire zviri nani kutongwa hedu nevachena mukoma Muchaneta vanenge vari kugunununa zvakanyanyisa. Martin anoti kanzuro yechitungiza ndiyo imwe yemakambani asiri kubhadhara vashandi kwemakore maviri pasina muhoro apa vachidzinga basa vamwe vashandi ipo pasina mari. Munyaradzi says our government is not sincere to focus on the plight of its citizens. They promised to create 2 million jobs, but nothing has been done yet. Muketiwa anoti iye zvinoratidza kukundikana kwevari kutitungamira. Albert anoti hurumende iyi haina rudo nevanhu vayo, vari putsa basa tichishupika. It is wiser for Zimbabweans to change this type of government. Chimini says it's not the right time to cancel Telecel license when the company is able to pay its workers, unlike other parastatals which are failing to pay the workers even a cent. Jabulani says, please do a story about Zisco Steel. We were last paid in March 2012. Up to date, no pay and no allowances. Let's end here, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's hear what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Daniel Mokwena who says, this is sad news indeed for those workers and their families, but I believe other telecommunications companies will employ some because of their experience. Then we've got Morven Kalisa Ngwenya, who has got a hashtag. He says, job phobic. Matota Sizabapa Amasim, Balime Bona, Bazamile Mpela, 2 million Amasim card. 1,000 hours of Pelelo Homsebez. Yeah, Kuzima Matoda. And then we've got a message from Apple Maposa who says, This is very bad news indeed for the workers, especially these days when there is a problem in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another message from Sakile, who says, can you phone me? Right now, so I think we're going to call it.
Regatende kuna baba chenidza, mwemterere dar parunare. Makadi baba chenidza.
Tinofara makadi.
Tiripo, murugu South Africa kupi?
Ku Pretoria.
Ku Pretoria, wakamira se, yapera ere xenophobia.
Ah, kuno kwa gara kwa kango nyara, nakuwa tambo, nyetaiwana edu.
Aiwa, shuno kudzwa. Mugatu zoti, murugu wana se, nyaya imabasa mnyik, Mzimbabwe.
Nyaya kutu kwa zande, teleso. Auni chini na chini shupa kwa mchezo kutini nini? Jaga na dili kumusha mazoea kwa makambeni. Wakuru wa tendera na nika yose wa chini tuto kuti create about 2 million jobs a day. Pato kwa zaga kwa zaga kapinda mpango kusaidia kuzimeza. Hapana chaka itika. Wakuto wa idara kuto ondo onga ziripo za chuo kuti wanawati wa shamba ya waka. Wachete shamba sasa chosi. Uye futi chita zukuti enezu wanga wa chitra gula kubadala mawashandi mabonus kupagwa ya tila kusika ikosimezi kana kuwezera mare wa chiti wa wana chia wana mare ambiti how much is telese ukonu biting kufiska sienika ya chua ya honda kufara ya chua iyo wana chalana aliti toti uomunu uchilema unufambari gumbori ingwene madondoro ubotora demo ubotema rimelacho la sara yoro ndoro na masei
aiwa panu netsa ipapo
andi munozviona saka kuona kwatete kuti ndini zvangu kuda kuti ndakutofunga kuti zvimwe zvitomborengwa pana hunde zvechokwadi zvekuti pane politics dziri mukati pane munhu wakuda pane wari kutevera hawo hamenezo kuti vaverwa mumapepa but hazvigone kungodaro kana aiwa kwamwana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba chenidza nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs mubani
yes zvinova mumoyo lapa ecuweni ke blessing baba moyo kunjani baba moyo ecingwani uyangizwa ye sondele fonini baba moyo sikuzwa kuhle baba
Yeah, I'm from Delhi.
Yeah, kunjani mokola mphe
butswa. Yazakala kuhle.
Yes, sikuzwa baba.
Yeah.
Kunjani butswana kona?
Ah, butswana ku right pithi kisti.
Yeah, imsebenzi khona.
Yeah, hayi kona imsebenzi khona kakhulu mme kakhulu.
Aha. Hey, yeah, manje
ngona nje male lumele lakho awusheke imsebenzi.
Mhm. Nxa sikangele Zimbabwe kutoka kuyahlupa sibili. Le tennis la uganiza valwa. Abantu balahlekelwa imisebenzi kambe ungathini baba moya
hayi ngasho nje singalandisa nje kumene ibhuti gift endaweni le yakithi ezimbabwe ubaba vele maelesandesi esithathela abanye izinto zabo nabantwana bayafuza phela ngikhangela nje ma ngasho ngiqale ngikhangele nje kuye nje ubaba sibili so nokumasoja kumapholisa thina seduze nemngcele seduze nebhoda ungakhangela okwenza ungamaphoyisa ezindleleni emfuleni lapha becathisa amabhoda jampa bebadizisa izimali benza konke konke noma umfula ugcwele baba iskepe amasoja akithi ungakhangela lapho abasuka khona ma kuthatha transfer abala namoto ezibatransfer bahamba from Harare abesuka ngenyawo ezezongena eBulawayo esuka eBulawayo ezezongena khona lapho ePlumtree ngenyawo engumpholisa ungangena ama-police station alakithi khona la
bamba moyo ye bamba kancane bamba kancane siyabuya kuwe sifuna uthathe ikhefu kancincu nje elincane ke lawo sihlobo ubambe khona lapho ungayicatshana
and Mr. Mfukari and Mr. Moyo please do stay on the line we'll be back after a short break and for our radio listeners as you know by now we are streaming live simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.